Hi everybody, this is Coach Porrick here from the Humble Coach Podcast. Hope you're all doing well, and thanks again for joining me on the show. So this is episode number 47. After a long hiatus, which I sincerely apologize about, but I've had a few different things on my mind, and we're back now. So hopefully we can make some good progress. This is also going to be episode number 2 of the Sub 30 series, which I launched a little while back. The Sub 30 series is just basically going to be some short enough. Kind of 10 to 20 to 30 maybe odd minutes, anything under 30 minutes worth of a little chat about some different ideas and areas of interest that I have I've found to be very, very beneficial in the last month or so, maybe even a little bit more, or in just in recent times in general. So I'll speak a little bit about some of those today. There's some interesting ideas in this. Hopefully you guys enjoy this, and I'll chat to you guys very soon. All right, folks, how you doing? So this is Coach Porrick. I am the host of the Humble Coach Podcast. Hope you're all doing well. So I've decided to do a bit of a Facebook Live, or a bit of Instagram Live. I'm talking about Facebook Live, Instagram Live, because I've been really, really slacking, and I'm hoping that this will become episode number 47, which would be the second episode of the Sub 30 series, which I launched a while back, and then pretty much couldn't be fucking arsed getting organized, and took ages to do it. Thanks for joining, lads. So I'm going to talk about a couple of bits that hopefully won't take too long. This might be the easiest way to kind of get back on the horse, so to speak. And so I'm basically just going to rant on about different things that I've kind of. Hey, Joy. I know, yeah. It's gonna take a bit of getting used to, but so there's a couple of different pieces that I'm gonna talk about, and the Sub 30 series that I had originally kind of thought about was a bit of a roundup of different stuff that I'd seen online, or things that I'd encounter in my own coaching role and in my own life in the last month or two. And if any of those things were kind of interesting and they would benefit more people, then yeah, I can kind of have a bit of a chat about them and see what the crack is. Now, I obviously will continue to interview different people, and I have a few people lined up, and I'm really looking forward to getting them on. But this is going to be a bit of a blast for the moment, and we can see how we go. So this is more of a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Maybe like 9 odd topics that I'm going to kind of rant on a little bit about. If you want to join in, or you want to jump in on the whole conversation and have a bit of a chat, no problem whatsoever, guys. It'd be great to have you. But the first thing is the concept, I suppose, of see, understand, and belong. Now, what that means for me is when anybody new begins a relationship with you, be it a coaching relationship or just a general a person to person hello, how are you kind of thing, or you meet them in the street or whatever it is, obviously you should take them on face value and kind of go, look, this is what I see of the person, and what they're able for. And in a kind of coaching context, I suppose it's more important for the moment, and we'll speak about that direction. But the first thing is to try and see where they're at and accept quite considerably where they're at, and they may be either out of shape or they may be in really, really good shape, but irrelevant of whether they are either one of those, they still are a normal person who has challenges the same as the rest of us. And I think one of the biggest goals for me as a coach is to try and see the person first and kind of go, look, this is where you're at. We have to accept that and be okay with trying to build on that. And the second thing would be then the understanding and the ability to try and understand what they're looking for from the relationship with either the coach or the person or whatever it is. And the main thing for me would be trying to figure out what does kind of get them going and really excited. Be it comes to training or activity or exercise or whatever it is, or your career or whatever. But we'll speak, I suppose, in a coaching context now. Understanding what are their major pain points, obviously, but also their main triggers for real enjoyment, or the kind of spark points, I suppose I like to kind of call them sometimes. And things that really light people up. And it can be difficult to find that because it can take time. And this is where the third point, I think, makes a huge difference. And if you can make somebody feel like they belong in this particular environment, be it in a training environment or in a normal gym or in a PT session or whatever it is, that makes a huge difference to their ability to stay consistent and stay relaxed and be okay with enjoying the process. It can take some time, but if you can build their confidence so that they feel like that they would belong there, then it makes a huge difference to their ability to learn, because of the positivity that can be created in that environment. And then the next kind of piece in general, and I'm struggling hard with this sometimes, is the looking at the long game. And I suppose I get quite wrapped up, and we all do get quite wrapped up in short-term thinking and avoiding where we could be in 5, 10 years or 10, 20 years or whatever it is, and even, never mind, in 3 or 6 months odd. But we get worried about the short game, and realistically, if we focus more and more and more on the longer game and just building towards what you want to get done, like it's more a case of how enjoyable you want to make your life. And if you're, and I heavily struggle with this, and I'm sure you guys do too, if you're struggling with confidence issues, or you're struggling with indecision, or you're struggling with injury issues, or whatever it is, you're struggling with all of these different challenges, you have to be patient enough with yourself and kind of go, okay, look, life hopefully is quite long, touch wood, and you just have to kind of go day by day and just be patient with it. And I think that comes back into the mentality of having that positivity towards each person that you meet, and seeing them, understanding where they're at, and trying to let them, and trying to help them to feel like they belong, and feeling like yourself, like that you belong in a particular position, if it is as a coach, or if it is as a worker, or whatever it is, or as a mother or father, a family member, or just a friend. You have to feel like you belong in that type of environment, and you have to see yourself in a particular way. You have to try and understand yourself and understand how other people would interact, and understand and try and be aware of you. But I think one of the biggest things is just to try and stay mindful of the long game. I know I have to do that myself a lot, and this is a nice reminder for me. So that's about it. A nice little quote that I saw, or kind of almost a kind of quote as well, the last time, and this is kind of moving on more to the detailed things that I've seen and stuff. This might be kind of interesting stuff to keep an eye out for, guys, and I can post a few of these on the story in a wee bit. One is obviously about building, I suppose, a way of working through a considerable path, rather than just being patient in a particular way and kind of going, oh, I'm just gonna wait in this particular situation. And there's a lady called Rachel Balkovic, who is a fairly serious kind of coach. And she also owns, she can find her on Instagram, but she, I don't know her now, mind, but I know of her work. And she also runs a company called the Virtual Handshake Academy. She talked about Anti-Fragile recently, I think in the last couple of months, maybe, or so, the book by Nicholas Taleb. And she basically said that it's easier to put up a white picket fence than to clear a path with a machete. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges. We all have this closed up mentality sometimes to try and be as safe as possible. And I'm sure you guys would agree that the way we would learn and the way we'd really make progress is with that machete pretty regularly, and trying to be okay with some blunt force every so often to try and clear our path is a big help. A couple of other small little ones. I'm kind of ranting now, guys, so take no heed of me. If you're kind of off and you're like, yeah, I'm just enjoying my Saturday night, pick off him, it'll be fine. Brett Bartholomew is a very, very serious character. I'd have a huge amount of time for him. His book, Conscious Coaching, is quality, really, really high class. But he's really, really interesting on Instagram, and then just in general, his writing is excellent. His podcast is fantastic, The Art of Coaching. But he explains energy systems. If you're unsure about energy systems at any stage, go back through his Instagram and you'll find out in less than 60 seconds a really easy way of understanding energy systems. Is related to money. Have a look yourselves. And then two other kind of areas that I've been keeping an eye out for on YouTube. One has been Stuart Lancaster. Everyone who's into rugby will understand who he is and be well aware of his ability as a coach. But he has some really interesting lectures and almost kind of slides, I suppose, slide collections on YouTube. So if you go to his YouTube channel, he's got some really interesting talks and even how do I call them? I suppose nearly kind of mini podcast to a small extent, PowerPoint presentations about leadership and about his methodology and his ideology for coaching people, and it's pretty interesting stuff. There's another really interesting YouTube channel called What Drives Winning. It's a series of interviews with really interesting coaches and fairly savvy people. Just again about leadership, and it's very, very interesting. And then our final little thing I'm going to talk about, and you guys can kind of give me some feedback on this, but I suppose I'm always looking at people's untapped potential, and I only have, I suppose, a huge amount of first-hand knowledge of the people that I train quite regularly, and I've always found it interesting when I've added in different programming elements, different types of training, or different even conversations, or I suppose it can happen quite regularly organically. But the idea of untapped potential and exploring what our untapped potential can be is really interesting. I find it quite difficult, I think, sometimes to think about myself and my own levels of untapped potential. I think as a coach, and any other coaches there will understand that we look constantly at other people's untapped potential and we're not really that concerned. Well, maybe we are, but a lot of the time it's their untapped potential that we're focused on rather than our own. And I think that's something that might be worth considering a little bit more, and it definitely helps. It will, I think, help build our confidence and ensure that we can help other people even more if we focus quite a lot on our own untapped potential and our own ability to try and improve on our own capacity to learn, our own capacity to help people and be as relatable as possible. And thinking of it in a positive way like that, I think makes a huge, huge difference to our ability to be quite patient with ourselves. And like I mentioned earlier on, look at the long game and realize that there is a huge amount of white space in our lives and in our abilities that we can eke out a bit more out of. Now, the only problem with a lot of that is, and trying to find whatever our untapped potential is our environment and building that. And I'm personally in the process at the moment of trying to organize my mind, organize my body, organize my general self into a correct and positive environment, which can be really conducive to exploring that untapped potential. It can be pretty difficult, and I know I'm very up and down on it, but as no doubt you guys all are as well, we're just trying to get it done. But yeah, so there's some ideas, guys. There's a couple of other different things that we can kind of rave on about, but I'm gonna leave it at that, guys. There's some of the ideas that I'd like to kind of talk about, and I think this would be episode number 47 in the bag. I think the sub 30 series. Hopefully, it is pretty much sub 30. I think we're kind of 15 odd minutes or so. So it's not too bad. If you have any questions, guys, or any thoughts or any feedback on the live, I'd appreciate it. Thanks for the love. But yeah, I'll chat to you guys very soon, and hopefully I'll be back very soon with episode number 48. All right, folks, have a nice evening. All right, folks, so that was episode number 47 of the Humble Coach Podcast and episode number 2 of the Sub 30 series. So hopefully, guys, I think this is a watershed moment for me for getting back on track. And I'd love to have you guys along with me. It's taken me a little while to get my mojo back, and I think I have now. It's going to be a slow burning process now, mind, but I think I'm back on and I'm bad. I want to say a massive thank you to everybody for the support of the podcast. As always, it's huge, huge, huge appreciated. If you'd like to check out any of the other episodes, you can find us on Spotify and Podbean and iTunes, which is our main kind of a spot to check out. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and you can get some really, really good value from those resources I mentioned. I hope you have a fantastic day, and I'll chat to you guys very soon.